Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this will be take two. For some reason, Blog Talk Radio keeps putting the show on air and taking it back off air and putting it back on air. So it's going to be an interesting show today. I'm Rusty. Thank you. I'm grateful to have you all here. We're up to over 30,000 listeners this week, so I'm humbled and just amazed and grateful that the turn of events have been what they are. I had spent last week embracing my imperfections to put in my book. So that's very super exciting. That was a great lesson, and I can't wait for you guys to read it. Last night I was interviewed by Barry Eva on a book and a chat, and I'd highly recommend listening to the interview. It's short. You can find him on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/book and a chat with Barry Eva, E-V-A. He's just so much fun to talk to, and our time, it really felt like it was 5 minutes. It was pretty amazing. I'm going to try to speed through the intros today because I have a fabulous guest waiting on the line. It's Reverend Amanda Deschong, and if you could bottle her up and keep her in your pocket, you absolutely would. Her energy is just really super sweet. One of the nicest people I accidentally met. Or did I? Was it an accident? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I've worked with her in the past and had a great debate with my pen pal in Switzerland over whether or not mediums are real. He's pretty tight that way. So that was very fun to have that conversation. But I'm going to pull her on because we're going to have a few people dialing in, and I'm going to give that number again. It's 347-205-9443, and today my pleasure and my joy is Reverend Amanda Deschong. Are you
Hello,
there?
Hello, everyone. Yes, I certainly am, Rusty. How are you?
I'm very well and very thrilled to have you on the show finally. It's been a long time waiting, so.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yay. So what I was hoping we could do for the next couple of minutes, I have a couple of people lined up to talk to you.
Certainly.
Is really give us a little history about yourself. You are an interfaith minister, correct?
Yes, I am. I certainly take under consideration all religions because we all have that spiritual energy, and I truly believe there is a higher intelligence and force out there that certainly helps us in our everyday life if we choose to take that under consideration. I could not live my life without that, certainly there. And I have been the minister of a spiritualist church where I used to live in West Virginia. And certainly mediumship is a part of the spiritualist faith and always has been.
Okay. Well, my friend in Switzerland, we had a debate. He doesn't believe that people can actually have this divine gift, and that it's just man to God directly and not a third party. I've experienced your service before and have never experienced any type of medium. You didn't know me from Adam. And you knew things that nobody would have known. And so that was pretty amazing to me. It was really validating for me. So, how do you feel about people who are non-believers?
Well, I certainly agree with your friend that states he sees his connection directly with God.
Right.
My main goal as a medium, actually, is to teach people to understand that they have this connection as well. I believe it is a gift. But it's a gift given to God, from God, for all of us to use. We have to hone our experiences and be able to start to look at things as becoming deeper awareness levels of what's happening around us. There is things happening around us that is per se, from the spirits and angels and God, that force of nature. Everything is around us for reasons every day at every moment of our life. We just have to slow down a moment and consider all those messages that are coming to us to really help guide us every day. So I totally agree that we all have this experience. It's just not for some individuals. It's that
right.
Some individuals have kind of learned to process it in their life. And certainly,
mm-hmm.
again, my goal is to get everyone to understand they can do this themselves. They can have this connection. And we do
have
the
connection. Do you also believe they have to be ready for that, though? Because I have a saying that says that, you know, on our journey to finding enlightenment, peace, or happiness, whatever it is that you're seeking, just because you're on a different path doesn't mean it's wrong.
I agree totally with that. Some people are, you know, I always say that we're all walking side by side. And actually, that's what Christ referred to when he said, come walk with me to the Father. He was actually saying that as in walk beside me, not walk through me to the Father. That's their original
behind
Hebrew text. Correct. That's their original
cool.
text. So really, he's saying that. I'm saying that. And a lot of the other master teachers are saying, you know, we all walk together in this. We're hand in hand. So when someone needs that hand to be kind of, you know, tugged or pulled a certain direction or help, that's really all of our, you know, we really have that responsibility to help one another and to understand that we're really all one and we're helping ourselves when we help others.
So, Amanda, there's a young lady named Tabitha on our chat line, and she says, hello, hello, and she sends you flowers and smiley faces and hearts. So wanted to make sure that she was heard.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tabitha.
So how would you like to proceed? Do you want to take, we have two callers in the queue. Do you want to try to do some readings or are you okay with that?
Sure. If we can do that or if they just have questions, you know, about any kind of the spiritualism or mediumship or things that are going on in their life, certainly.
Absolutely. So we'll take these two callers, and they can talk to you directly.
Okay.
And then we'll pause, and I want to get a little bit more of your contact information.
Okay.
And a little bit more history on you, because I personally, if I could bottle you up and keep you in my pocket, I would. I just, you have the best energy ever. And the best hugger.
Thank you.
I know. She gets the best hug.
Doesn't she?
Yes.
It's fabulous. So, all right. We have caller number one is Cindy from Vermont.
Yes, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you ladies today?
Oh,
we're awesome.
It's,
always.
Yes, a beautiful day in New England. So
It is.
So I may not be far from you, Cindy, but that certainly we're all together in spirit, but location-wise, I'm in New England as well. So, So welcome from Vermont there. What's your question, Cindy?
I have a couple of things on my heart, and one of them has to do with my finances, and the other is a matter of the heart. And I don't know what the most important thing for me to hear today is, but I'm open to all of it.
Okay.
Well,
the first thing I feel with you, Cindy, first of all, I feel the two issues that you're speaking of, and certainly the finance situation needs to have the heart situation healed first, because right now, where you're at, Spirit's letting me feel your energy, and you actually are in a place where you're afraid to have people be good to you, and you're afraid for you to be good to yourself. Something in your past energy has stated to you, and you've kind of embedded it in your cells to say that you're kind of not worthy of these situations. So until you feel that and you heal that heart situation, Spirit saying the finance, they want to send you lots of financial wealth. They want to send this energy. But right now, you're limiting your finances because you don't feel worthy of all this that they want to send you. Do you understand what they're saying to me?
I do.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, do you have any exercises to help me through that?
The first thing I recommend certainly is meditation, in a sense of being outdoors more. So being outdoors, a lot of people think meditation has to be you're sitting quiet in a quiet room, dark room, candle, you know, whatever those things that you – meditation can be many things. And I recommend the more we can be outside and connect with that energy, the more energy flows through us in a God way, because this energy is pure. When we're walking on the earth and we're walking in nature, those things around us are really God-given gifts that we can extract comfort from, peace. And that energy needs to be what is with us in order to kind of make that first step. And then things become easier for you to be aware of those things around you. Some of the issues around you, certainly, I feel, are not only situations that we would say things just in our life, but I feel that some of it around you is people-oriented as well. So there may be situations where you have to make decisions of being around individuals or limiting your time around them. This is not a bad thing. It doesn't make this person or these people negative energies. What it says is, at this point in your life, they can be draining on you, and you want to be yourself around them and give them energy, but you also can't deplete yourself. Do you understand what Spirit's saying?
Absolutely, and it makes so much sense, because I always call my garden my sanity. And my garden's blooming, by the way, so this is a good thing.
Well, I'm certain that energy is feeding to you and from you. So certainly that garden is really out there flourishing, because your energy is out there sharing with nature and Mother Earth.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And I am just sending you love and light, and I just think that you're the coolest thing since sliced bread. So.
My sentiments exactly.
I know, she's got her own little fan club here.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Cindy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, are you ready for the next one?
I certainly am.
All right. Goddess of many, many skills here. Now we have a wonderful lady named Tabitha from Michigan. Hi, Tabitha. Welcome to Living and Thriving with Rusty and Amy and Reverend Amanda.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Tabitha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. So what can
Great.
I, do you have some questions for Spirit or?
My main thing would be around my relationships. I've been really having a difficult time, and I just wanted to know what you felt or picked up around anything around relationships.
Okay. First of all, I have to ask, because Spirit's bringing me your energy. Now, certainly we know the Great Lakes is there around Michigan, but you specifically, are you close to water? And when I say close, you could be there in like 10, 15, 20 minutes. Do you understand what you're saying to me?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel water is very important around your energy. So I don't know if that's a part of your sign, what they're bringing to me, but water is very important for your energy. So even to have water in your house, like little water, you know, that fountains, things like that is good for your energy.
It is. It's true. Not only is Are You Right, it's part of my sign, but I'm always drawn to it. I have to get in it every day or I get all upset. Like it has to happen.
Well, it really helps your energy let go of things that you don't need anymore. So it's kind of like a cleansing environment. And a lot of people that don't live close to water, all they have to do is jump in the shower, and they don't realize, but it's the same cleansing process. So that we're removing that energy from us that we basically don't need anymore in our lives. The situation, there's been a... the relationship situation that Spirit shows me here, it's kind of been like a seesaw with you and this individual that you're closest to at the moment, okay? So you are in a relationship at this moment. Do you understand what they're showing me?
Right.
Okay. You are, correct?
Sort of. I guess you can put it that way. It makes sense for what you're saying that they're showing you.
Okay. Well, they're showing me a seesaw, and it's back and forth. So that could also mean that the relationship is kind of off, on, off, on. Do you see what they're saying?
Yes.
Up and down,
yes.
That type of thing. So I'm feeling like this, it's actually both of your energies that's causing it. So I know that you're looking at the other person thinking, why can't they just, like, stand in one place or slow down or let me know what they want. And really, it's you're not sure what you want in your life at this moment. So it's causing the other person to oscillate up and down and sideways and kind of around and around, and nothing's getting accomplished. There's things that you're not sure of in a relationship yourself right now. If one thing I have to tell you, we didn't say at the beginning, but Spirit is very truthful with us. So sometimes we need to do things for ourselves, and I feel like right now you need to not say that you're not going to be in relationships. What you need to do is understand what you want in a relationship and be true to yourself about the relationship. Don't look at all your friends and the relationships they're in and everything that's happening around people that are around you and in our, you know, environment. Really dive deep inside yourself and ask yourself, what do you want for a relationship? What are the things? And I encourage you to write them down, because once you write them down and you read them, you're sending that information many ways out into the environment. First of all, Spirit sees you writing it down. Then once you read them again, your energy is thinking it, and it's in your thoughts, and you'll start to attract the individual that meets these criteria that you've decided are things that you want to have in your life. Now, I'm not saying out of, say, 25 things that you're going to get 24 or 25 of those met, okay? You may only get like 20 or 21, but you'll attract more and more of those individuals that start to fit into what you're asking Spirit that you want to be a part of your life. Do you understand, Tammy?
Right. Right.
Okay. And I think you think about it, but sometimes then you're pulled in different directions because of things that you see people around you, like the relationships they're in, and you think, wow, well, I wouldn't mind that or this, or and you begin to throw yourself off your path, so to speak, in your mind and your thoughts. So I would, at this point, Spirit's letting me say that focus on yourself is going to bring those people to you that meet those needs that you want to have in your life.
Because there is one person in particular that I don't know. I was hoping maybe you'd pick up on it, but maybe it's just not supposed to happen. So,
well, I can't say that person isn't the right person. It's that Spirit wants you to really look at what you need and what you want, and then that person may slide into, you know, those categories and really fit into your. But I think what I'm feeling from Spirit is you need to have a firm grip and understanding on what it is you want, so that everybody that starts to come around you starts to understand that, and they can then fit into those places in your life and fill those gaps, so to speak, and one being this relationship. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Tabitha, for calling in to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I hope you have a little bit of an answer to what you're seeking for. So we're going to take a minute, Amanda, and give you a little bit of a break and change tunes. We do have another caller on the line.
Okay.
But I wanted you to give a little history of who you are and also your contact information, because it's terribly important, and then we will take the next caller.
Okay. Well, I'll start with my contact information in case I get a little windy. my contact information is www.amandadeshong, and that's AmandaDeshong.com. That's my website. And you can also reach me via the phone number is 603 734-2357. And I also have a 304 number, and that's 304-780-9790. And all that's, again, on my website as well. So you can call anytime. My website's there. I have my contact information, certainly via emails. I have my calendar on there as well so that everyone knows when I'm doing my radio broadcastings and anything that I'm doing in other states as well as here in New Hampshire.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So give us a quick introduction as to, did you wake up one day going, oh, I see things?
Well,
did you get into a car accident like they show in the movies? You know,
no, you know that happens to a lot of people, and I'm sure that the many things I did as a child, I was very active and athletic, and to say that there was any times that I was hurt. I was hurt so many times. I motocrossed for 15 years of my life. As a child, and there was a lot of different things I did. Yes, and I swam a lot of rivers that probably shouldn't have been really swam in, since a lot of them did have signage, do not swim.
And we'll just ignore that, and if I'm green later, it's all right.
That's why you glow, my dear.
That's right.
But there's certainly a lot of things that could have happened that I really don't remember, you know, if I was injured to the point of that occurring. But certainly I grew up Pentecostal, so I had a great faith in that there was a higher being, and that certainly that higher being was full of love and there to help us. I started seeing things when I was very young. I'd say about 4 or 5, I saw things, and I just thought everybody did, so it was more of a normal process. And I think that happens with the majority of children. You know, and we seem to call them, their make-believe friends, or, you know, I just tell them, yeah, we know that's your grandparents and other loved ones there. And but certainly that took place until I was about 7 or so, and then it became more noticed by the adults that I was saying things that started coming true. And I say that Spirit was saying them through me. I certainly had no idea at a very young age. Some of the things that I was saying, I wasn't even really aware of what they meant. But they certainly came through to the adults. That's when it became a very much of a no-no to talk to people or keep this energy. You know, when they look at that possessed or some type of form, and certainly Spirit energy was there and very kind and very loving, and I had no problems with being really attracted to that energy at all. And so I just kept it to myself and some friends and my sister, people that really were okay with me telling them things that were occurring. And then eventually I went into science with my degrees and my engineering, and I kind of tried to, it didn't often work, but tried to leave some of that energy go so that I could function and really do a lot of things in science. But Spirit always stayed there, so I would tell people that I went to school with certain things, and I never left it be said that, you know, I was a medium or a psychic or anything like that. I just would say things to them in passing. So it never became a thing. Although people would come talk to me, it was more of a counseling conversation than it ever was working with saying that I was doing my mediumship work. And then I reached a point in my life, many jobs and many states. I've lived in 7 states in our country and visited many more. And I finally came to a point where I couldn't hold all the information in anymore. It's kind of like my attic filled up, and you know how you have to have a sale and say, okay, this is, I got to clear some things out. I said to Spirit, it's really time for me to be able to work with this energy and help people and guide people in ways that they can start to use this on their own. and that's what happened about 12 years ago now.
So that's
I've been doing both. Yeah, I've been doing engineering work and spirits work.
That's very, very cool. All right. So let's pull on Alicia from Utah. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
How are you, dear?
Good.
Good, good.
How are you?
Hi,
good.
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Mama.
So
that's
what,
my baby girl.
So what questions do you have, Alicia?
I don't really have any questions.
Okay. So you just want some guidance from Spirit then?
Kind of. I was just calling.
Okay.
To see, like what you said or whatever.
Okay. Well, we certainly can ask Spirit Energy here for things that are happening around you. Okay. Now, Alicia, Spirit's, and I should tell you that while I'm on the phone, most of the time I have my eyes closed while I'm talking to you, but Spirit draws at the same time. So they write things and draw things on the notepad that's here beside me. They just drew some books and they're open. To me, when Spirit draws books and they're open, it means that you're in a learning process. So something around you is giving you knowledge that you are increasing or that you haven't had before. Do you understand what they're showing me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, okay. So this learning process that you're going through certainly takes you another step. So I feel like you've already completed one step in this process of learning, and they're on the next step. So to me, that represents that you have some of this knowledge and that you're increasing it. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Of course. I feel the same way.
Okay.
I guess I guess my question is so I go to work, I come home, and I clean the house, and all I can think about is being somewhere else. Even though I have the most beautiful house and the most beautiful view, I live on a rocky mountain, I still feel like that. But it's not bad. It's just like normal. It's a normal thought.
Okay. So you think of being somewhere else in location or
yeah,
just
like a
out
country.
In nature? Okay.
Like helping,
okay.
Like helping
okay.
people somewhere else.
Okay. Because the first energy that I was feeling is that, and certainly I don't know, I truly believe that there's past lives, that our energy is brought back multiple times to experience different things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we connect with different people in different places. I feel like the area that you're in, to explain that you want to go somewhere else, let me say that it has to be more lush and more green and more watery. The place that you're used to being in the past is nothing like where you're at currently. Do you understand?
No, not at all.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the energy that keeps attracting you, keeps pulling you. But it's also connected to not only your thoughts in this life and wanting to be in that situation, but it is connected in how you have been in your past lives, that you've been around those areas. This life you're not, and it feels foreign. So you can do one of two things. You can get yourself back into that environment to where you feel that is that home that you desire, or you can say that you want to learn what it is you need to have in this lifetime, and you can release that past. You can release needing that desire and having that desire by saying you want to be where you're at. You are so blessed by being there that you want to learn the experiences that this lifetime has to give you, and then perhaps in the next you will return back to either where you're at, you know, in that type of area, or back into that more lush, tropical-y, I feel just a lot of, I don't feel a lot of material things, and I don't feel a lot of, And that's another thing, that you're feeling discomfort almost sometimes with what you do have because you didn't have then. But the didn't have was just as comfortable as what you do have.
Exactly. And then there's one last thing that you like kind of brought up, that when I said I didn't have any questions because I wasn't really prepared. So I was going, I was on the road to Zion in Utah. We were on a vacation. And the main reason why I went to Utah is because of this petroglyph of what they can theorize. They could be like mentioning that there was higher beings or aliens or whatnot. I had no clue where it was. And 10 minutes before we just showed up on it, and I still didn't even know until I actually saw the petroglyph, there was like these three Native American ladies like singing a song in my head. They were just saying, hey. And I've never heard anything in my head before, like ever. And I don't really know what it means. It just gave me like a feeling of like empowerment and like rebirth almost.
Well, it certainly is the ancient, that ancient Native American culture totally believes in that spirit side of life. And what it is their energy sometimes can be very, very strong around certain places. And we can learn to connect with that anywhere we are. But sometimes when we get to those places and those wow moments in our life, they're so connected with us. We're so much on a level that we can hear them and sometimes even see them. So sometimes don't be surprised if you're in certain places that you're led to, where not only can you hear these Native American people, other people may not be able to see them, but you literally may see them on the side of the road or walking with you. So,
well, I saw one yesterday, well, 3 days ago. I went to this waterfall on a hike with my friend, and it was a donut that fell through like this huge rock, and it made a humongous cave with like the water falling through. And I looked over, and I saw someone like spending the night there. And I told my friend, I was like, wouldn't it be funny if somebody spent the night? And she said, I think it'd be too cold. And I didn't say any, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're starting to develop these things of, because, well, the number one thing, being out in nature is where we really can connect. But you're starting to be more and more open with things. So I know that spirit has a lot to teach you where you're at. So for the time being, you may want to just say, you know, I released that past. And once you're done learning there, you may find yourself back in that other environment. But there's definitely things that, you know, you have to look at and experience there and become more and more aware and open. But it's happening.
How do you do that? How do you become more aware? Because I go hiking a lot, and it doesn't happen all the time. I feel that feeling all the time. And I feel like what Native Americans feel when they, like when I was in southern Utah, when we got to Zion, I felt like just like a sanctuary, like this is it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't feel that way, you know?
Well, we can't feel that way every moment of our life, because then there wouldn't be those wow moments. Spirit has to come and go to let us understand things better, to really give us an understanding of what we're seeing and kind of, imprint them on us with even more force, so that we say, wow, there's something I need to know and learn and grow with here. And then we take that to others and we share it with other people. So I believe you're on the path right now. What you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. And Alicia from Utah, I hope you had your answers or at least something more to think about. So you're talking or listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I'm Amy.
And the number here is 347-205-9443. And we have fabulous Reverend Amanda Deshong online giving a little bit of a touch of what she does in the real world outside of her engineering day job. You're also a Justice of the Peace, is that correct?
Yes, I have done many weddings, and Actually, all of them, I would say, have not been what we would call traditional weddings.
Right.
I did in Ohio a while back. I did, I can't call it anything else except a Native American and a cowboy. he was very much a cowboy. In fact, he does rodeo. And and she was really fourth generation there in Ohio of Delaware Nation Native American. So it was just a thrill to be able to do both of
That's a beautiful thing.
to be able to do the smudging and everything. And then I've done weddings for individuals that are of the Krishna faith and really are connected with nature. And so I can't say that... I've not done any traditional in the church by the script type of weddings, but it's wonderful to see that everybody connects with nature and with each other in a different way. So it's
beautiful.
Been a wonderful experience.
So what is your driving point? What inspires you or motivates you to have these two very different worlds?
I certainly feel that there's balance having both. I can say at a time in my life I did only spirit work, and I was led back into the situation that I'm in now with engineering again, and certainly believe that that was most definitely spirit work that brought me where I'm at. So I can say I listen to spirit and their guidance. And and I've let go of, I want to say, I can't say 100%, which would be wonderful, but I've let go of a lot of the fear of changing locations in my life, changing places, really doing things that I need to do because Spirit is helping guide me. I try to follow that on a daily basis. So it really, it is... hard to do in total of 100%, just go wherever Spirit is leading at every moment. And I don't believe that Spirit asks us to do that. They really ask us to do what is comfortable and okay with us. But they do have, you know, quests for us at times that we need to understand is where the learning is.
Do you find that there, I know I see it, there's a lot more going toward the interfaith. I recently just joined an interfaith church and wondered why I didn't find this on the day I was born.
Because you didn't have me on the day you were born.
But I'm really intrigued at the level of acceptance and love and non-judgment, and it's... For me, it's been an eye-opener as well as, the aha, like, this is where we need to go, because I believe that every, for lack of a better word, religion has a message, and that we should listen to all of them and not judge each other for what we believe in and what, you know, everyone is entitled to believe in their own way.
Right.
And for all of us to be under one roof and can join hands, to me, is very powerful.
Yeah, we have quite a diverse group.
I totally agree with that, everyone being connected. And certainly I've taken, when I was in college, I took Religions of the World. And to me, it was amazing to actually read the Quran, which was a requirement. And it was actually a Catholic, and it was a Catholic university, mind you. So.
I love it.
But to read it and understand that they actually thought of Christ as a divine being, and Mother Mary as a very spiritual being for having this master teacher, is not taught on a universal level. Most people see that faith or that religion as being something totally foreign and against Christianity. It is actually not. So I always encourage people, you know, and I'm looking at my bookshelves right now, and I have multiple books on there. Actually, one of them is huge, and it's called Man's Religions. And it has, like, everything that some of them I've never even heard of from around the world.
Right. There's 2,300.
Yeah. And just in our country alone, there's 872 chartered churches.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when you look at the different organizations and religions, and really I tell people you have to find what fits your being, but at the same time I always encourage, and spiritualism does the same, it encourages people to really seek out that science and that philosophy and that understanding of all religions.
Exactly. I wasn't really pushed in any direction, really. My parents kind of left that part of development up to me. I think we should give our children a base, but then let them go in their own direction. Right. And I have four children, and, you know, there's some that believe in one way, and some, you know, it doesn't matter to me, because it has to be where you feel most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there, I participate in Christian churches and interfaith churches. I was Catholic for a very long time. I still go to the Catholic church here and there, and I take from all of them what I need, and I honor all of them, and I really am really pleased to see that that's happening more and more. And, you know, when people, like when I step into the, you know, she'd been trying to get me to go for, you know, a couple weeks, and always something came up, and then finally I said, you know what, I'm going. I'm just going to go. And I haven't left since. But it's, you know, it's so freeing to be in a place, because some of my children, when we go to church, and I'm not going to say what one, but the word church to her is controlling. And
I
would have some kids go to church with me and some not. And my pastor would say, well, you need to bring all of them. And I said, when they want to come, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
some
doctrine
of them might not show up.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of constraints, I believe, with a lot of different religions. And that's where a lot of, I believe, the younger people are seeking out these alternative ways of really still holding on to religion and different faiths. Yeah. But they're wanting to let go of the controlling and must-do situations that have been in some of those religious situations. And a lot of those religions are letting go of some of those ideas themselves.
Yeah, they're changing a bit. And you know what? Some people need that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And I understand that. You know, it took me a little bit to understand that, and to say, you know, truly, ultimately, I can stand here and say I accept everyone for who they are. You know, some people may feel, you know, judgmental from something, but what I do is I speak from honesty and love. And as long as I can do that and teach my children and help others to do that, then I feel, you know, I've accomplished something. Because I'm not trying to browbeat them into any road. I'm trying to help them find their path.
Exactly.
And I feel that that's happening more, which is you know, really, really, you know, I know... as you described your childhood, mine was much like yours, and I do have Native American background. And it's funny because there's people in my family that are completely against what I believe in and what I do, but I don't. It doesn't bother me anymore. It used to, but it doesn't bother me anymore because they're on their path, and who am I to judge what path they're on as well as judge me? And I'm hoping this world is very soon, and I feel it, that it's going to be more of a non-judgmental, loving, helping, and nurturing each other. And that's what the Spirit wants us to do anyway.
I totally agree. We are headed towards a time of love and light, and that energy is really taking over things around us. Most people look at the things that are happening in the world and say, wow, look at all the destruction. I choose to look at it the other way and look at all the love and light and the energy that people are reaching out to one another during these times of what we would call disaster and devastation. If you look at it, to me, it's not disaster and devastation. It's divine because
it's
we are
cleansing.
Really seeing love and light and people really reaching out to help each other in these times. And
mm-hmm.
it's like Chief Seattle said in the 1800s, he really, when he signed some treaties and such, he said to our government and the people of our country that one day you will awaken and find that we are all brothers and sisters.
That's the true awakening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that day, my friend.
Yes.
Amanda, I'm going to pull us around a little bit, and if you want to give us your contact information again.
Certainly. You can reach me at www.amandadeshong, that's AmandaDeshong.com, and on there you also have my phone numbers that you can reach me, and you can reach me at 603-734-2357, and you can also reach me at 304-780-9709.
All right, awesome. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I'm Amy.
And we have fabulous Reverend Amanda Deshong on today. She's giving a little miniature readings. I'm going to have her do Amy and I while we wait for you to call in. The number here is 347-205-9443. And call in because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and Amanda's just fabulous. So do you mind reading Amy or me or both?
No, not at all.
All right, you pick. You're the guide.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to come to you first, there, Rusty, because I feel a lot of change around you, and it certainly feels like it's been happening for about the last 2 months now, and I feel that I'm going to keep continuing on different things changing. Your path, directions here until November. I feel things kind of stay still for a little while. So I would say that November, December, and I'm asking them to show me calendars so that I understand. So you'll start to move in a little bit more change. Starting somewhere right around January 15th, you're going to see some more fluctuation and change that's happening. But I definitely see a change occurring from now to November, and then that change takes you on a different path or a different place, something much different. There's like a fork in the road type of feeling that I'm getting,
mm-hmm.
And you take one or the other in November. So you're definitely in a place of you've settled down on movement. But then things start to move in your mind, and I want to say you start to focus on things in mid-January that takes your mind and your focus into a different direction. I don't feel you your energy being different, so to speak. It's more of a you focus on So it's I feel like you're focusing on yourself, so and I know you just said about a book when we first started, and so I feel like there's some things required around that, so focus of talking to people about it, being out on the road at different locations and really helping people understand why you wrote your book, how it can help them, because this book is inside them as well. So this is what Spirit's showing me, that this situation is going to help a lot of other people because it's down to earth. It's exactly what's really encompassed in all our lives. We just haven't put it down in a book form. You've done that, and you need to develop on now. They're saying, workbook. meaning that there's something to go with your book that would help people even be able to look different directions and focus for themselves and understand some of the things that you talk about further in your book. Do you understand what they're saying?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. You're
very
welcome.
Very cool. But it was that career changes and physical change, like location change, or could you distinguish that?
The change that I feel, actually, I want to say that they're showing me this fork in the road, and it could be that you decide one or the other. Like, it could be personal and change with career, but you choose one at that moment, and then other things start to focus and change on that, more of that January issue, that January 15th focus. So
okay.
I want to say that it feels to me like change. Okay, so why do I keep feeling your energy going back and forth between two places? Why do I feel that?
I'm trying to relocate, so that's why I was
okay.
curious as to. But I'm also having career changes, and it's this time period is really interesting for me because I have a lot of things floating in the air, and I'm kind of going, "Wow,
okay,
what's the right move?"
I definitely feel a lot of change happening, like you're saying. And if I would open up my eyes and look what they wrote. So they said change and location in two places. November is where that split happens. So you have not made the move yet.
Correct.
But everything keeps feeling finalized, like you're there and things are calmer in November.
All right.
So.
Groovy.
Watch for that
right.
situation. But definitely
yeah.
Keep going further with the book and where it's going to help you reach out to other people. Okay. So it needs to, the book has more to come, so to speak.
Yeah, it does.
It's
growing. Is there anything in there about writer's block and how to get rid of writer's block? Because I've had this period of 3 weeks where.
Well, I feel like you just needed some time to relax and not think about it and not worry about it and just allow yourself to do that and say, okay, when it's time, I know that this will come about again. And then it may only be a period of a day or two and it'll come back. You just have to, the quicker you release and let spirit's energy come through, it's going to happen, but you have to be okay with times needing time for yourself sometimes. That happens for me sometimes with my readings. You know, spirit will actually know that I just need a little bit of time off because I'm doing both jobs, and so I'll do a little time. I'll just say, wow, it'd be nice. I'll just take a little time maybe. And it doesn't happen until maybe that next week or the week after, and spirit realizes, okay, this is the point. And then I actually won't have any readings for like 3 or 4 days. And I'm okay with that, and I understand that that's what Spirit's saying. You know,
so
it's time for me to relax.
Time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome. You rock.
Okay.
You're the bestest. All right. We have Amy, and then we have another caller on the line.
Okay. Well, Amy, you've made a lot of changes in the past 5 years. Spirit's actually taken me back. When I go back, they make me feel like you have finally stood up for yourself and really started doing things that you need to do for you. And it's let other people around you, not only your children, but friends and other people around you realize that you have this different energy about you. It's wonderful. It helps them. It helps you, and it's really moving you forward fast now.
Yes.
at first you were, you know, things were taking their time, and that's good, because sometimes we get overloaded if things happen too fast when we first get into a lot of spirit's work. And I feel like things are really coming your direction, and just a very calming energy when I feel you, and I feel healing hands when I see your energy. So I know that you're helping people in a sense of being around people for healing purposes. Do you understand what they're saying?
Yes, I do, very much.
So I feel that energy around you, and they're certainly wanting to continue with that. They're showing me like heat pulsating out of your body and your hands. So I feel like you send that energy to people, and people really understand that it's working. It's coming to them, and you're guiding more and more people in a sense of letting them see that there's a different way to live life, and you can show them your past and talk to them about your past and let them see where you're at now, and they can really mm-hmm. see the difference.
Yes, I'm hoping that that is happening. I mean, I feel it, but I kind of sometimes don't give myself credit for it, but I don't know how to describe it. It's humbling. It's humbling.
Right. Well, we certainly can thank Spirit for being a part of our energy, and we also need to thank ourselves because we're opening ourselves, and we are spirit beings just having a physical experience, as you've heard before.
Right.
When you look at that and say, okay, I'm a spirit being, and all this spirit energy is connecting with me, I thank my spirit energy for being open, understanding, and willing to learn and help others at the same time it's connecting. So we need to really have gratitude for ourselves and where we're mm-hmm. at in our learning process as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I see a lot of wonderful change there with you keep going forward. But definitely the past 5 years are just, it's kind of like...
it's been tough.
It's just like turned your world upside down. At the same mm-hmm. time, you feel like it's turned it upside down in a good way. It's like
yes.
you can understand things, and it's a brighter place. You feel like you have more meaning to be here on the planet.
Yeah, before I have a place of knowing right now, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Before that, I would say that there was times of you're not sure, you know, really why you were here. And even though you had your children and you loved them and you nurtured them, you still had times of questioning yourself, you know, mm-hmm. what was your life really about? Why were you even here? So Spirit has brought you to a place of wanting you to know why you're here.
So, yes, I've been feeling that really, really strong lately. I feel like sometimes I'm completely in where I'm supposed to be, and there's other times I feel like I need to be more places than one. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why I feel that way.
Well, sometimes our energy, when we're in spirit side of life basis mm-hmm. versus the physical, when we're in mm-hmm. spirit, our energy can be dispersed. We can be in many locations at once. And this is very hard for people to grasp. But once we're not held in this body form, we can have our energy in multiple places. So, and this has been proven through like astral travel and people, you know, being in other places and telling. For example, you know, one person that did it and several documents out there is Edgar Cayce. You know, was in multiple places at a time. So when we feel that energy, it's just stating to you that you can you could sit down and maybe travel to that place for a moment and understand, is there something there you need to learn about? Or you can then send a portion of your being out there and really say, okay, I'm going to hold myself here, meaning your physicalness, and mm-hmm. you're going to trust the light and love of the universe to have a part of your energy go to these places where you feel you need to be, experience something there, and bring that back to you that you can then use it where you're at now and in the future, wherever it may be.
Yes, because I feel like I need to travel, but yet it's hard for me to travel because of my family, but it's not like a same travel as getting in a plane and going somewhere. So you just really enlightened me and how I can handle that part that I've been struggling with.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Amanda, you have a choice of states. You have Maine or New Hampshire. Where do you want to go first?
Maine or New Hampshire? Wow. Both up here. Okay. We can go with Maine.
All right.
Then I won't play favorites and go to my state.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Blog Talk Radio is having some technical difficulties, so I apologize to the callers that are online. We do have quite a few, but for some reason it's slower than rigor mortis. So, and if you're slower than rigor mortis, well, that's pretty darn slow. Oh, Lord.
So,
it's just,
we're just trying to get them up.
We're trying to get the caller on.
Okay.
I have no idea. Let's try New Hampshire, see if that's
okay.
Working. All right, hold on, everybody, and whatever.
Well, that's that alignment.
Weird.
Doing its thing right now.
What's going on? You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. The phone number here is 347-205-9443. And I am going to try a different tab, Love Technology, and see if we can. So, Amanda, why don't you give us your contact information while I'm trying to telepathically make the computer work?
Certainly. you can reach me anytime at www.amandadeshong.com. That's AmandaDeshong.com. And I have my calendar on there as well as where I'm going to be. I have my two phone numbers on the website as well, and I try to keep everything certainly updated with where I'll be around the states. And I do travel quite frequently back to the Ohio Valley and certainly all throughout New England, and hope to make a trip to North Carolina very soon. And so I'm going to start going out to different states and really doing some of my readings and some galleries. And I hope to be able to see more and more people when I'm out on the roads.
Well, I'm going to be calling you for a very special thing, and I'll tell you when I call you.
Okay.
If you're available.
All right. Let's see.
We're trying to get the callers up, so be patient with us. We're sorry,
no problem.
How these technical things go.
Yeah.
And we've never had this happen, though.
No, it's been very, very strange. Even trying to log in, it kept saying that we were not on air, and now it's saying we're not on air, but we're obviously on air. So,
you may have to just let it do its course. I know that the internet's been acting funny lately myself just this week. And, I wanted to share with you something, Amanda. I have this new app, speaking of technology,
okay.
Called the Night Sky.
Okay.
And guess what's over my house?
the
whole galactic alignment is over my house.
Wow.
Like, I can see the planets lining up.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
And it's really, like, literally I can see Uranus, Venus, Jupiter. What's the, I think there's Neptune and Sun, then the Sun is in there. I can see that already lined up.
Well, there's more and more alignment going to occur, I think, in the very near future. And it's going to bring about things that are going to change a lot of people in their ways of thought. And it may cause other people to not be able to function or not understand how to function, in a sense of we may do without things that we have currently. And even though we're all connected right now and we're talking through this system of technology, maybe something that's not there in the capacity it is now in the future.
Right. I agree. I think we're going to be awakened by having to go back to simpler means. I don't think it's going to be gone completely forever, but I believe that there's going to be a time, and that may be that drastic of a change that's going to, help the rest of the people who don't already accept this change coming. But those, and you know, that's going to be the pivotal moment for those that are having a harder time accepting this change. But, you know, our planet's gone through this change before.
Exactly.
maybe not in the exact same way as we're experiencing it now, but it definitely has repeated itself more than once. Right. Scientists have proven that, and the more people that understand it and accept it, the better this change and easier this change is going to be. I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of people that, you know, some people that it's going to be harder than others, but, you know, that's what I'm waiting for, is that whole connection where everybody, you know, can be happy and nurturing to each other. You know, I'm seeing it happening a lot more day by day, and it's beautiful. I think it's what's helped me even accept it, is seeing it happening with others.
Right, right.
Well, I want to apologize to our callers. For some reason, the studio has basically taken them off of the air, and it says our next episode is not for 6 more days. Obviously, since we're still having this conversation, it's still probably being recorded, I hope, and we're still connected, but I can't see the callers at this point, and I do apologize. So if you would like, I would actually like to have you on the show to try again.
Yes.
Amanda,
at some point. Most definitely.
I know you have to take time off and schedule ahead of time and all of that, but I think, you know, just your presence alone is wonderful. And
they're saying they can still hear us. And I actually, the one from New Hampshire, actually both of them I know.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask them to text me if and I can ask them a question.
Can you read people's energy via text? Or
no? Oh, most definitely. Yes.
Okay. So, New Hampshire and Maine, you know who you are, Samantha and Melissa.
Okay.
You can text me, and I will ask her the question.
Very strange.
Melissa in New Hampshire, she's asking about her love life, if it's a stable relationship or not.
Right now I feel around her energy that things... I feel good energy. Sometimes she questions things too much and gets her mind kind of, I want to say, kind of thinking too many thoughts that it causes things to happen rather than just being thankful for the way it is and kind of relaxing. Like she's always waiting for like the other shoe to drop type of person. So
mm-hmm.
she needs to pull herself away from that and just kind of relax. I feel her energy, and I feel the only way to describe her energy is I feel like a Super Bowl, you know, the Super Bowls we played with when we were kids. And I feel like somebody just kind of threw it against the wall and it's bouncing around and around and around. So her energy seems to be always on the move. She's very fast-paced. Things are... And this can also be her mind. So not, it can be physical as well, but this could be her mind always just bouncing from thing to thing. And she just needs to calm down, take a deep breath, and know that things are on the right path, and let spirit help her stay calm.
Now, I have a very sensitive question.
Just ask her if that makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Okay.
Yes. She said it's true. Tell she's right on the money.
Okay.
To me. Okay. The next question is this. Actually, she's my cousin, and she's one of my best friends. And
this is
her child is
Samantha?
Missing.
Wow.
No,
and
this is Melissa Stowe. We have a missing child. And,
okay.
Yes, and she has a child that's missing. And we can't find her. It's also my godchild.
Okay. But I feel like this person is older, like able to be out on their own. Do you understand what they're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to
almost
make that clear, that it's not an infant or a very young child. Okay. It's somebody that's of their own free will. They can be out there.
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. When I feel the missing, I'm asking this missing energy from Melissa. I feel that this person is kind of on a roller coaster ride with their energy.
Yes.
Not Melissa, the other person. Do you understand? Okay.
Absolutely.
So this female has to come to a place of needing to stop. So if you get on a roller coaster ride, the key is we're asking Spirit to get this female to a place where it's kind of pulling into the station, so to speak, and their energy, we're asking Spirit, is it time for their energy to get off that ride? And oftentimes when this comes about, it's hard for a family and people to understand, but this person has to be on that ride for a while longer in order for them to be able to see that they can get off. They are reaching a point where they can get off this ride, so to speak, in their life.
So this person is safe?
Yes, I feel like they're safe in a sense of still with us in physical.
Great, thank you.
That?
She says thank you.
Okay.
We both kind of knew that
okay.
this was the situation, but we needed that
okay.
you know, assurance. Thank you very much.
I definitely feel here just needs to be out there on their own and really experiencing things for a short while longer. And I would say that then they see that they can get off the ride and that they'll be able to communicate with people then. Okay.
Thank you very much. It makes her feel better.
Wonderful.
Thank you. It was a big relief for me. I knew she was okay. But she needed to hear that from someone other than me.
Well, Spirit certainly keeping her safe in the sense of physical. It's that she has to go through things to really be able to learn and see that she does have control of her life. Because it's strange to put someone in a situation where they think they're in control of their life, but they're actually letting other things control their life.
Right, and that's how she's felt all her life, so that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty. And Amy's spacing out texting. We've had some technical difficulties with calling in, and the support operator at Blog Talk Radio is checking into it, so hopefully we can get up and running. We only have, 15 minutes anyway, but still, Amanda's here live. I don't know when we'll have this opportunity again. And
we're
very blessed to have you on air.
Okay, I'm going to text the other one and see if she wants to ask her question. Hang on one second.
Okay.
So while we're waiting for Amy and her texting, why don't you give us your contact information again?
Okay. You can reach me at www.amandadeshong, that's amandadeshong.com. And that my website has my calendar and my information, and certainly things I do with readings and gallery readings and private home parties. Everything's listed on there, as well as my calendar.
Great.
And I have my phone numbers that you can contact me as well.
Excellent. And you also have a radio show in the South, in Virginia, right?
West Virginia. I actually
do.
It's AM, and it's 1600, and it's WKKX, and that's in Wheeling, West Virginia. And I do that radio show at 11 a.m. live at 11 a.m. on the fourth Friday of each month.
Awesome. And that is you in reverend mode, right?
Actually, I talk and I do readings.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Hey. All right, everybody.
And it's a talk radio.
I've got
season.
Excitement. I've got excitement. Hold on to your seats. I think they did it. Hello, caller from 603. You're live on the air, I hope.
It's Melissa, and she did my reading. Hi, thank you.
That's fine.
Can bump me off.
Okay.
Thank you, Amanda.
I'll put you back on mute.
You're welcome.
All right. We're back on
I'll call on air.
The number here is 347-205-9443. And you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And we have a special guest, Reverend Amanda Deshong, who is a medium. So give us a call. We have 15 minutes left to the show. So out of everything that you do, Amanda, what do you hope people take away from your gifts?
The number one thing I certainly want to do, my goal, I want to say, as a medium, is to let everyone understand the continuity of life, that there is energy and life after this life. Really, there's only a phase of change in the fact that we leave this physical body and go back into our pure energy state. That energy is just in a different vibration at that point. And it's just like a radio frequency. You know, we can't touch those frequencies. Just like we're talking on the phone right now and in the computer, and we can't touch those frequencies, but we know they exist. We can hear each other, and we know they're there on a level of science. Science can prove that those frequencies are there. So, and science has proved that spirit energy does exist, and they've showed that certainly with people that have had those near-death experiences, and when they tell people about things that have happened in the surgical suites of hospitals, you know, and there's no way that anyone would see the top of a machine and see that somebody has written something on it when they're completely under anesthesia, unless they were again taken out of their body. Their spirit energy sees that information and then holds it when they come back into the physical. So I pray that I can put all my energy out there to let people understand that this energy does exist. And we all have the ability to be able to connect with it. We just have been, we're so bombarded with energy in our world. We have to realize that cell phones, and everybody has them now, you know, and and we look at our computers and phones and iPads, and all this is electronic, but it also causes a frequency. So if you can see all these frequencies dancing around, you know, take us back to the 70s and see the disco.
and I'm staying alive.
See all these people dancing around. It's the frequencies that are out there. And I believe that what is occurring in our world, these frequencies are beginning to hit one another. Just like, you know, when you get in a crowded dance floor. We're dancing around, we bump each other, and we then, you know, have a different frequency. We either change our step or move a different way or, you know, laugh and have fun. So this frequency is changing to the point where it's now letting spirit weave into more of our daily lives in more ways, because it's like the wave is hitting each other and they're coming closer to us. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, we just attended a oneness blessing, and that is
that oneness feeling.
Yeah, it's that oneness feeling. It was
overwhelming, almost.
It was really amazing, and he stared right at me, and I could feel him piercing through me, and I was so energetic in that place, and my energy went up so high, it was hot, like my skin was hot.
Yes.
And he just started clapping his hands and laughing at me, not in a mean, malicious way, but
he was feeling your energy.
That was the process. I've never been to one, but I'd love to have your insight if you can explain that a little more to us. It was an incredible experience, but I don't know what the clapping and laughing, other than, you know, it's pure joy.
Right, and the laughing really takes us to a different energy level. The key with there's so many things that raises our vibration, so to speak. Singing, so we can sing, laugh, listening to different types of music, being out in nature, standing in water, standing in the ocean, watching the stars in the sky. We can literally put electrodes on the mind and on the person and understand that when they stare at these things or experience these things, their physical body is actually experiencing a frequency that changes the joy and the peace and those feelings that are then, you can see them in certain things like MRIs and such, but you can also see them on electron, like if you do an EKG or an EEG type of situation, you can see those experiences.
Tomography too shows that change in your body.
And that's really cool. Photography actually has been around for years and decades, and that shows quite just a tremendous amount about the person, what they're holding. And then after they go through a healing process as simple as walking through the woods or sitting by a campfire and really staring at the fire and the flames really helps draw things out of us. And that was something
my favorite thing to do, right? Yeah. On the ocean.
Guess where I'm
with the
going
fire,
this weekend.
The fire, it's such an amazing thing to just clear your mind. To me, that's very meditative.
And it is, if you think of all the cultures in the past that have used that as a form of, you know, worship, and they dance around them and they sing and they, you know, play the drums or the didgeridoo or these types of cultures. When you listen to all this and understand that all this information raises your vibration, then you understand how close were they that we've gotten away from some of that. But we're
that's exactly what I'm going through right now. How did we miss this?
We didn't miss it. Just there was a bit of a change, and now we're changing back.
Yep.
But we do have another caller on the line for you, Miss Amanda.
All right.
Hold on one momento, Senorita.
We're ready.
Hi, caller 207.
Hello.
Hi. Is it Alicia again?
It's Sam.
This is Samantha.
Oh, Samantha. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good. Okay. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Reverend Amanda, Samantha, Reverend Amanda.
Yes, Samantha. Do you have any questions or you just want some information from Spirit?
Well, I kind of have a question.
Okay.
So I feel kind of just like restless a lot about like where I'm supposed to go and like what I'm supposed to do. And like I feel like I know, but like I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I just feel a little bit off track.
Okay. And the first thing you need to do is understand that at times in your life, that's going to be understandable. You have to kind of relax and understand that this isn't the only time in your life that this is going to happen. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So as soon as you say to yourself, you know, okay, I'm in this place, but I know that I'm going to be able to come away from this and understand the direction I'm supposed to go. Here, the key with, let me say, I feel, Samantha, that you're in your 20s. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So when I feel your energy, I feel that Spirit first wants you to know that it's becoming harder for people such as yourself in their late teens, into their 20s, it's becoming harder for you to understand where you fit in society because you're not sure what society really, the details of it anymore, because you're not sure what makes sense of it anymore. Do you understand what Spirit's shown me?
Yes.
So in a sense, you're at a place that your energy is much older in a sense than mine, and I'm near 50. So the key is you're learning what it took us, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, 60 years of our lives to learn in the older generation, because we've not had to deal with the energy on our planet that you're feeling. That's
right.
Why you feel a part of you doesn't even feel like you should be on Earth. A part of you still feels like there's some foreign place that you miss, that you long for, that you need to be connected to. Allow yourself to understand that that is Spirit. That is the place of your spirit. That is that other galaxies, those other places that we used to live and be. that you will go back to at a later time, you know, when this physical life of yours ends, many years from now, by the way. You're here for many years. So we have to understand that these processes are taking place in your life, but you need to understand that our world is changing and you're a part of that change. The more you understand that you can do what it is you need to do in life, you don't have to be 100% involved in society in the sense of doing exactly what everybody else has done before. So my number one thing to you from Spirit is don't worry about being a cookie cutter. Okay? Don't worry about being that cookie that everybody presses out. Just know that you're your own individual, your own person, and take these paths that Spirit is allowing you to take so that you can understand more and more of the direction you'll be along your life's path. You'll come across these places where you kind of need to decide, and they get kind of, you just feel, I don't know how to explain it other than you feel strange.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's a feeling of uncertain about everything. You're uncertain about being here, about people around you, about, you know, jobs, about money, about society. And just know that those will quiet after a while. Just let yourself kind of understand that you don't have to stay connected to all those pieces of the puzzle. You're your own puzzle, and you need to make your own picture. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetie.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. All right.
Well, you are listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty. And
I'm Amy.
There she is. And the number here is 347-205-9443. It's time to wrap up this fabulous show, even though I can tell you I don't want to go. But hopefully Miss Amanda will give us some time sometime late fall. And Amy's dying to tell you something.
Okay.
Well, the child we were talking about did contact me while you were talking with Sam.
Wow.
Very
wonderful.
Cool. We love those moments.
Yes.
So why don't you give us your website one more time before the computer really does dump us off?
Okay. It's www.amandadeshong, amandadeshong.com. And all my contact information is on there and all my services. And certainly I encourage everybody, you know, if you have any questions, shoot me an email, and certainly I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
All right. Well, thank you very much for blessing us with your presence today. And big hugs virtually to you. And I hope you have a really, really wonderful week. And I will
circle
around with you in a little bit. All right?
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thanks, wonderful.
Amanda.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
Bye, dear. Bye-bye.
What an incredible experience. I think, you know, I walked this beautiful path and just able to collect so many beautiful people in my life that have great talents. And Amanda, if you ever get a chance to meet her in person, absolutely do. She's just her energy, her personality. She's just very sweet and humble and amazing. So for those of you who called in, I hope that the show provided you some answers or validations that you need. And you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. So as always, I think you're beautiful. I love you. Virtual hugs to all of you. I'm grateful to have you participate in life with me, and I could not be more blessed. So, loving and blessings, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Rusty.